Indeed, faith and hope cease to exist when the good things that are believed in and hoped for materialize. Paul said this precisely, for when hope is seen, it is not hope. Who hopes for what they can already see? Similarly, now faith is the certainty of what we hope for, the verification of what we cannot see. Therefore, these things cease when what was unseen becomes visible, but love escalates and intensifies even more. Further praising love, he is not content with the encomiums already expressed. He seeks to unearth other ways to elevate it. Pay close attention. He argues it to be a great gift and an even more exceptional path to these gifts. He has articulated that without love, our gifts bear no significant value. He has detailed the essence of love and aims to glorify it once more in a different manner by highlighting its permanence. Hence, he said, now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. So how is love the greater? It is because, unlike faith and hope, it endures even when everything else has come to pass.